As we mentioned in the past, the Yidden came up to build the second Beis HaMikdash. They came up in two different waves. The first wave they came up with was with Zerubbabel. When they finished building the Beis HaMikdash. And then afterwards, there was another time when they came up with Ezra HaSeifer. And the Gemara tells us, once again, that Ezra HaSeifer didn't come up in the beginning with Zerubbabel in order to build the Beis HaMikdash, because he was waiting for, because he was a Talmud of Baruch HaNeri, and Gadol Shimush Talmud Chacham, Yaisa Mibinyan Beis HaMikdash. But once Baruch HaNeri was Nifta, so then Ezra came up in two Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, that when Ezra came up to Eretz Yisrael, why is it that so few Yidden came up with him to Eretz Yisrael? How come most of the Yidden that were in Babel remained in Babel? And the truth of the matter is, we can ask the same Shiloh ben Ageya to other countries also. As we mentioned, and we'll show Makaris for this as we continue, that there were Yidden that were living in all different parts of the world. So why was it that Yidden didn't come flocking up to Eretz Yisrael at this time in order to build, in order to be there at the time in the Tkufa of the second Beis HaMikdash? And we understand that this Shiloh is a very big Shiloh, because who amongst us doesn't have a desire to live in Eretz Yisrael? Everybody wants to live in Eretz Yisrael. Some of us, we have issues, we have problems of why we can't live in Eretz Yisrael. But everybody knows when you go to Eretz Yisrael, the Avas Eretz Yisrael that's found within every single Yid. We all know when we go there to visit, we love to go to visit, we feel so much at home when we go to visit. So here you even had a Beis HaMikdash. And you have Ezra HaSeifer, who's bringing us up to Eretz Yisrael. So why is it that the Eden did not go up from Babel? The Ruba of the Eden remained in Babel. And why is it that Eden didn't come from different parts from Eretz Yisrael? And different parts from Babel to go up to Eretz Yisrael? The truth of the matter is that as time goes on, we will see that there were other tkufis further on in our history when it was possible for people to move to Eretz Yisrael, and even then, they didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael. Why is it that they didn't? Now, we have a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara is on Daf Tes Amid Beis, and the Gemara says, the way Rav Shlokish darshins the Pasuk, that it was Taka Ataina on the Bnei Yisrael that they didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael in that time. The Pasuk says, Im chaymehi nivno aleha tiras kesef, vim delas hi notzer aleha luach erez. And the Gemara darshins, Im asisam atzmechem kechayma ve'alisam kulchem, if you would have made yourself like a chayma, like a wall, and you would have been strong, steadfast. And how would you have been strong and steadfast? V'alisam kulchem, if you all would have gone up bimei Ezra, in the time of Ezra, then nimshaltem ki kesef, you would have been daima to kesef, you would have been the same as kesef, she'ein rekev shaylet bay. That there was no, it would be impossible for it to spoil. It would remain complete. Achshav she'alisam kidlosais, but now that you went up kidlosais, and we go up losais, you didn't go up in strength, nimshaltem ke erez, so now you're daima to an erez, to a type of a wood, the cedar wood, shaharekev shaylet bay. That the rekev is shaylet bay, and the result is that you don't have Yidden living in the second Beis HaMikdash with the strength and the steadfastness that you had in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. So from this Gemara it would be mashma that it was taka a taina on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should have gone up with Ezra in order to build the second Beis Hamikdash. We have a sugya in the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Samach Tes Amid Beis. You go through the Gemara there, and with the Rashi, Rashi says that the Lashon of Rashi is that when Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael, so he said, Rashi says, he saw that the Chachmei Hador Oilem Imoy, that the Chachmei Hador went up together with Ezra and went up to build the second Beis Hamikdash. And further down in Rashi, Devei Maslov Avina Ba'om, so Rashi says, Umin Haksherim Leimotza Lefishayu Yoishvim Bebavel. Rashi explains this Gemara, it's a Sugis HaGemara that we're not going to go into now, but Ezra brought up into Eretz Yisrael, he brought up the Psulim. Rashi says, the Psule Yichus, because the Ksherim didn't want to come up, Lefishayu Yoishvim Bebavel Bishalva. They were living in Bavel, in Bishalva, in peace. V'ha'olim b'Yerushalayim ha'yiv ba'ayni, u'b'terech ha'malacha, u'b'eimaz kol tzviv'eiseha. The people living in Yerushalayim, they were poor, they had to work very hard, and they were fearful of all of the people that were living around them. So in the Lashon of Rashi, it's mashma, and we might think that Rashi is saying that it was a taina that the Eden didn't have the proper Mesiras Nefesh that Eden is supposed to have in order to move up into Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, but how could it be such a thing? Even today we find people that move up into Eretz Yisrael with Mesiras Nefesh. The Kol Shekein in that generation where they were so much greater, is it because of the fact that they were living so peacefully in Bavel? And how peacefully ready could it be in Bavel? How gishmak could it be in Bavel? We were still living amongst our enemies in Eretz Yisrael. We would be able to come and build the Beis HaMikdash and we would have the Geula. So why is it that the Yidden didn't go up into Eretz Yisrael? Furthermore, we're going to see, as we continue in our limud, V'yaz Hashem Yisbarach, that there were always yeshivas in Bavel, even great yeshivas in Bavel, comparable to the yeshivas that were found in Eretz Yisrael in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. One example that we have is the Gemara in Psachim tells us that Hillel HaBavli came up into Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael at that time they forgot a halacha, and we'll discuss this further on, and Hillel came up and he taught everybody the halacha. Hillel obviously was, he possibly was the greatest of the generation, but there were others. He wasn't the only one. There were without a doubt others also that were living in Bavel, great yeshivas that were in Bavel, and the great talmidim constantly there during the tkufa of the second Beis HaMikdash, and they didn't come up into Eretz Yisrael. So what is the pshat? So we'd like to begin to try to understand this sugya and this inyan by first quoting from the Sefer written by the Ramban called the Sefer HaGeula. This is found in one of the Svarim that you find in the Kol Kisvei HaRamban, called Sefer HaGeula, at the end of Perek Rishon. And over there, he talks about this Shaila, that why is it that Yidden from different parts of the world did not go up to Eretz Yisrael in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash? That's his Shaila. And he explains, he says that, and he puts in this also, he says that the people who came up with Ezra to Eretz Yisrael, Rak ma'atim oluim Ezra mi'bavel, ke'elef v'chamesh me'yes, they only came up 1,500, I guess he's in the approximate numbers of the people that came up to Eretz Yisrael. So he has these two shailas, why is it that the people from other parts didn't come? And why so few from Bavel? So he says, "V'tochin etzli," it's possible to me that the permission that Koresh gave to go up to Eretz Yisrael, he only gave to those people who are from Malchus Yehuda, who were those people who came from Yerushalayim. Only those people were the people that had permission to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So that at least gives us an answer of why people didn't come up from different parts of the world. And then he says, and if you're going, even if you're going to say that permission was given for everybody, even from different parts of the world, to go up to Eretz Yisrael, as it says in the Pasuk B'chol Malchusai, he says, Leirotsu Shar HaShvatim La'alois, the people from the other Shvatim did not want to go to Eretz Yisrael, Shalai Avu Litzchik Es Hakeits, because they did not want to be Deichik Es Hakeits. And we'll soon discuss exactly what that means. Sheyadua haya etzlam ki pkidas shirim shana lebavol nema v'loy aleihem. Because they knew that this, the pkida, that after 70 years, they had this benevua, that after 70 years, they're going to go back up to Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash will be built after 70 years. So that was said b'negeya to the Oilei Bavel, and wasn't said b'negeya to them. And being that it wasn't said for them, lo avu litchak es hakeks, they didn't have permission. And permission, not permission from the guy. According to this tzad, he's going, they had permission from the guy. But even though they had permission from the goyim, loy avo litchik es hakeits, they did not want to be deichik the kates. They didn't want to push it. They didn't want to force it, to make it so to go up to Eretz Yisrael without reshus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to be deichik es hakeits. Now he's referring, what he's referring to is a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. And the Gemara over there brings down that there were Gimel Shvuas, there were three different Shvuas that Klai Yisrael made when they went into Golos. And the Gemara tells us what these Shvuas are. One Shvua, Achas, Shloyalu Yisrael Bechayma, that Klai Yisrael should not go up Bechayma over the walls that surround Eretz Yisrael, surround Yerushalayim, that Klai Yisrael should not go over the wall into Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi explains that what does that mean? Shloyalu Bechayma, Yachad Biyad Chazaka, meaning that we should not go up together, Biyad Chazaka, with strength. Pashtus, what this means is that we don't have reshus to go up into Eretz Yisrael to take over, forcibly take over Eretz Yisrael. The next thing is va'achas sheishpia kadosh baruch hu es Yisrael shlayimrudu ba'uma yisraelim, that we shouldn't create a revolution against the uma yisraelim. We have to make peace with the fact that we're in Golos. And it's interesting because who would have thought that there is a possibility that we could be married by Umas Ha'ilam, that we could cause a revolution against the Umas Ha'ilam. But it seems that, well, you know, we're spirited people, who knows what we're capable of doing. And there's taka such a fear. We're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to cause a revolution, and we had enough of this Golos business. And we're going to cause a revolution against the Goyim, so we had to make a shvua that we're going to accept upon ourselves the Golos, living Golos. The achas, and the third one already is different. Sheishbiyah Kadosh Baruch Hu as Oivdei Kechavim, that we made that Kadosh Baruch Hu was mashpia the Oivdei Kechavim shlo yishtabdu behem biyisrael yosem idai. And I guess this is a shvua that the Goyim have not been keeping religiously without a doubt through all the years, that they also made a shvua that they shouldn't be mishtabedas yesa midai. But then again, I guess, at least B'nai Ge'ah to this, we're not responsible for what the Goyim do. The Gemara says also further, very interesting, the Gemara says further, the Gemara brings down the sheet with another Shrua, that the Gemara says that we also made a Shrua, Shlo Yigalu as a Kates, that we're not allowed to be Megala when the Kates is going to be, when Mashiach is going. If somebody knows when Mashiach is going to come, he's not allowed to tell anybody. And the Shlo Yitchaku as a Kates, don't force the Kates. Don't force Mashiach to come. And so that's the girsa we have in the Gemara. Rashi brings down that there was two girsas. Shla yirchaku es haketz. And Rashi explains that means don't push away the ketz, make the ketz come later. So Rashi says that means ba'avainam through our chatoim. And mishnachrina shla yitchaku, if you go as yitchaku es haketz, Lashon Doichik, Shela Yargu B'Tachnunim Al Kach Yosa Midai. Don't daven too much that Mashiach should come. Yosa Midai. I guess we don't know exactly what that means. Yosa Midai. We mispowel, of course, every day, three times a day. M'chol Apochis, three times a day for Mashiach to come. One of you Gimel Ikrim that we say every day. Waiting for Mashiach, well, whatever it means, but we can't force the situation. I guess there were people that did have this ability to be able to force the situation that Mashiach should come. So you're not allowed to force the situation that Mashiach should come. Now, so this is what the Rabban means when the Rabban tells us that they didn't want to go up to Eretz Yisrael, because if the Gezeirah after 70 years was only said to the Oilei Bovel and not to everybody else, so then we don't have Rishus to go up to Eretz Yisrael. The Rishus to go back to Eretz Yisrael was given to those people from Yehuda, but the people living in the rest of the world, so they didn't have permission to go up into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, being that they didn't have Rishus from the Rebbeinu Shleilim to go, then they held that it was also to go to Eretz Yisrael. We have in this Gemara in Ksubis, on this Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua brings down, and he brings it down b'shem the Rashba in the Sefer Ein Yaakov. So using the same Machshava, he goes on to explain that this is the reason that the other Yidden that were living in Bavel, and he refers to people living in the rest of the world, didn't want to go up to build, didn't go up in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. He says he's coming over here that to be Melamed Schus on Klal Yisrael. Why Klal Yisrael did not go to Eretz Yisrael in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash? Yeshli the Lamed Tzchus al Oisem Shlei Avolim Ezra. He wants him a Lamed Tzchus on those people who didn't go with Ezra. And he says, and he has a whole arichus. He says that this rais that the Ikar Golus is supposed to be in Bavel, and Bimais Hamashiach, when Mashiach is going to come, so he's going to take us out. He's going to find the Ikar of Klal Yisrael in Bavel. And the reason for this is because it's, of all of the countries of the world, it's best for us to be in Bavel. And as he brings down from the Gemara, that the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael is not going to be able to tolerate the Gzeiris that are going to come from the Romans. And therefore, Amad v'higla Yisam l'Bavel. So therefore, he put them into Golus. He brought them into Golus. He brought them into Bavel. So he says that when they went back to Eretz Yisrael, in the time that they went back into Eretz Yisrael, so when they went back to Eretz Yisrael, they left Bavel. But they realized themselves that they weren't going back to a to a situation where they're going back with Mashiach. This is not Mashiach that was taking them back to Eretz Yisrael in order to build the Beis HaMikdash, because the Pekida of Kairish, this situation that Kairish allowed them to build this, the Beis HaMikdash at this time, Le'ava Geula Klal. This wasn't the Geula, this is not the Geula that we're waiting for. Ela Pekida La'alma. He says this was only a sort of a temporary type of a situation. Lefisha, that was only there for that particular time. So this was sort of a stopgap measure that at this point somehow Kairish decided to allow us to build the Beis HaMikdash, and it wasn't a situation where that this is the Geula. This is what we're waiting for. This is what we're davening for. This is the Geula HaSida that Klal Yisrael has been waiting for all of the years. This is not it. This is not what it's all about. And being that this is not it, if this is not what we're waiting for, then we don't have Rishus to go back up into Eretz Yisrael, the Koyach. And that's the reason, that's what he brings from the Rashba, that's the reason why there were Yidden that were reluctant to go back up into Eretz Yisrael together with Ezra. Because they held that they weren't allowed to go up to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra. Now, the Emes HaDvarim is that we just mentioned that the Gemara says that it was a taina on Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael did not go up to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra. So that's one pshat in the Gemara. But there are other pshatim in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings down from Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Osle Kameid Rabbi Yochanan, Omale Lav Hainu Taima. That's not the reason why, and when we went to build the second Beis HaMikdash, that we didn't have the second Beis HaMikdash, didn't have the same level of Kedusha as the first Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan said, Inami Saliku Kula Bimei Ezra. Even if everybody would have gone up in the time of Ezra, Lo Yhava Sharya Shechina B'Migdashayni, the Shechina would not have been found in Migdashayni. Dichsiv Yachtalekim Liyefes V'Yishkam Ba'olei Shem. And in Rabbi Yochanan darshins that the only time that you can have the Shechina that should be found in the Beis HaMikdash is only if the Beis HaMikdash is built, is physically built, by Shem, by the children of Shem, by the Eden. But over here, this Beis HaMikdash was built by Yefes, Kairish. This was built by Yefes. And being that it was built by Yefes, a Beis HaMikdash that's built by Yefes, so a Beis HaMikdash that's built by Yefes, in such a Beis HaMikdash, you can't have Hashra'el Tashim. Only a Beis HaMikdash that's built by Eden, such a Beis HaMikdash you can have Hashra'el Tashim. And it could very well be that perhaps we could learn Pshat in the Gemara, Pashtus, we're learning that it's Taka Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish. Like Rabbi Yochanan says, Lav Hainu Taima, that's not the reason. Perhaps what Rabbi Shlokish means to say is that Guf is Doch Teshayla. Why is it that Klal Yisrael wasn't Zoicha by themselves to build the Beis HaMikdash? How come they had to come on to Kairish to build the Beis HaMikdash? And the answer is because of our Chatoim, so we weren't Zoicha to build the Beis HaMikdash ourselves. We could only build the Beis HaMikdash al Yedei Kairish. So the Taina on Klal Yisrael is a Taina that we didn't go up, we all didn't go up. I mean, the reason we all didn't go up was because it wasn't a true Pekida. But the reason that it was, or a true Geula, but the reason that it wasn't a true Geula was because of our Chatoim. We saw it wasn't a true Geula because we saw that we're not the ones that are building the Beis HaMikdash. We saw that Kairish is building the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason that we weren't building the Beis HaMikdash and Kairish was building the Beis HaMikdash is because we taka weren't Zeichos, because of our Chatoim. And that goof is Dr. Tain and Klal Yisrael. That's not an excuse. The fact that Kairish built the Beis HaMikdash is not an excuse. Adarabba, that goof is Dr. Taina. What's Kairish doing building the Beis HaMikdash? You should be building the Beis HaMikdash. And if you have to come on to the Goyim to build the Beis HaMikdash, so it's the Harai that we want Zeicher to build it ourselves. And we're not Zeicher Taka, that this should be a situation of the Emissar Kates. However, we're going to learn, perhaps this is Zadeichik in the Gemara, but however we're going to learn, there is another pshat once again in this Gemara, and this other pshat, it's another mahalach in the Gemara, that the Gemara says, that it wasn't because of our chatoim, that there wasn't Hashroes Hashchina in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, but because Kairish built the second Beis HaMikdash. And being that Kairish built the second Beis HaMikdash, so Ibazai, once again, this goes with this mahalach that we're saying over from the Ramban and from the Rashba that's brought down. This is not the case. This Beis HaMikdash, sure we're gonna go up for the Beis HaMikdash. And when Mashiach is going to come and the case is going to come, of course we're going to go back and we're going to be there with the Beis HaMikdash. But this is not it. This is not the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. This is not the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And if it's not the true Beis HaMikdash, then I bazei, these shittas held. Not like Ezra. Then I bazei, it goes into the Gimel Shvuas, and it's also to go up in two Eretz Yisrael B'Kayach. Now interesting, this Yisrael we find also in the Abar Benel. The Abar Benel is in Parshas Kisavi. And the Abar Benel that says the same Yisoid, and he's in it in the Teichacha, he talks about the same Yisoid, and he talks about the fact, the same idea, that the situation, after the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash, we went into Golis. It's not like he says we went to Eretz Yisrael, we were going out of Golis, and then we went back into Golis. The lashon that he says is, "Umi ha'ish baal seichel yamin," which baal seichel could possibly believe she'a inyan ba'yisheni gula shalema, that in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, it is a gula shalema. He says it can't be. You can't look at it as a gula shalema, because there wasn't even a kibbutz Golias then. We know when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a kibbutz Golias. He said there wasn't a kibbutz Golias then. There were very, very few people that came up to Eretz Yisrael. There were only 40,000 Zecharim that came up from Yehuda and from Binyamin that came up into Eretz Yisrael. And then he puts in, Avol, Me'aman, Umayav, Umitzrayim, V'yavon, V'tzorfas, V'sforad, the Arzais Hamarav, Shehoyu Sham Yehudim Mefuzorim Mechurbin Bayis Rishon, and he rattles off all these countries. We're talking about the Sfaradish countries, Ashkenazish countries, even those countries in the Middle East, Leol the Bayis Sheni. They didn't go up for the Bayis Sheni. Only the people that were in Babel, they came up to the Bayis Sheni. And he says, and when those who came up to Yerushalayim in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't B'nai Chayrim, you can't consider them B'nai Chayrim, because he says, in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, Nishtabdu L'Modayu Paras, we were Mishubit to Modai and to Paras, and he says, afterwards we were Mishubit to the Yevonim, to the Greeks, and then afterwards we were Meshubit to the Romans, and so forth and so on. The Muhammads, we know, Benageya to the Muhammad of the Chashmenoim, and I guess we can add to the fact that we all know that when we talk about the different Golis and that we go through, the Medrashim that talk about Golis Mitzrayim, Golis Babel, Golis Yavon. Now Golis Yavon took place, when we talk about Golis Yavon, we're talking about Golis in Eretz Yisrael. Because when Golis Yavon took place, so the Yidden were living in Eretz Yisrael. Golis Yavon is the Tkufa of the second Beis HaMikdash. While we were in Eretz Yisrael, as the second Beis HaMikdash existed, the whole nest of the Menorah took place in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. So what does Golis Yavon? We're in Eretz Yisrael. We had tzaras. How could we call it Golas Yavan? So Elamai, even being in Eretz Yisrael, obviously this wasn't the case that we're referring to, that the Torah refers to. What we're saying is actually it was a Golas that was going on while we were in Eretz Yisrael. So Ibazoi, being that it was so, and the Rabbi Avinella has a big arichus over here, so therefore, because of this, once again, there were people that held, Oy Bazoi, if it's packet not the case, so then Oy Bazoi, we don't even have right to go up into Eretz Yisrael. As Rabbi Avinella held that you could go up to Eretz Yisrael, they held you couldn't go up to Eretz Yisrael, but it's not like, the Kates is here. Why aren't you going to Eretz Yisrael? The Kates is not here in the Tkufa of the Second Beis Hamikdash. And as we mentioned before, throughout the Tkufa of the Second Beis Hamikdash, there were yeshivas that were found in Babel, as we will learn about the different chachomim that came up constantly from Babel. Hillel ben Erechia came up from Babel, came up to Eretz Yisrael in order to help the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So just one more Maramokim that I'd like to mention that discusses this same point is a very interesting Maramokim. There is a sefer called Seder Hayoim. He was a Mekubal that lived a few hundred years ago, and he talks about the tefillah of Emes V'Yatziv. Where does the tefillah of Emes V'Yatziv come from? So he says, he brings down that the tefillah of Emes V'Yatziv, Sholchu B'nei HaGoyla, was sent by people that were living in Golis, Shohi Rechokim Yerushalayim, they were living very far from Yerushalayim, and they weren't with Ezra in Babel. Ezra sent to them that they should come up to Eretz Yisrael, V'leirotzu L'alais, they didn't want to come up to Eretz Yisrael, but Amram, because they said, Shekivan shehoyu asidim lehigolos pam acheres, being that they're going to have to go into Golis again, ubeis hamigdash also lehicharev, and the beis hamigdash is going to be destroyed, lama lanu lahachbil yigoineinu pam acheres, why go through this again? Toiv lanu lama b'mekaymeinu v'lavedes Hashem, we're better off staying where we are, and be Oyved Hashem where we are. So it's fascinating because here it seems that they knew, and it doesn't sound like they knew and nobody else knew, but it was understood, it was known that this Beis Hamikdash is going to be Charev, and there is a third Beis Hamikdash that's going to be built. And the truth is, we could know this from the Sifrei Nevi'im also. Yecheskel was talking about a different Beis Hamikdash, so we knew that this is not the Beis Hamikdash or Asida that Mashiach is going to bring us to. And they knew they have to go back into Golis. And Ibazai, they came with a tiny Ibazai, why do we have to go up to Eretz Yisrael? And because they didn't want, and he fears Ais over here, and interesting, he says, Shemati Shehem Anshe Tulitula. And I don't know, maybe he means people in Toledo. There was a Yishuv of Eden living in Toledo in Spain, the Hakreivim Aleihem, and he says, because people should not say about them that they were Anshe Resha Umechusre Amana Chalila. People shouldn't think about them, oh, these are not people in the proper Madrega, and that's the reason why they didn't go up into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Kosulem Zeh Hashvach Hagodol. And therefore they wrote this tremendous tefillah of Yatziv Enochein, and he also the whole tefillah of Yatziv Enochein, how gewaldig is this tefillah, just to show that it wasn't the chasarn mitzad their emuna, chas v'shalom, that they didn't go up into Eretz Yisrael, but they just held that it just wasn't the right time to go back up to Eretz Yisrael. Over here again, we see the same Yisoy, the same Nekuda, that there were people that held that this wasn't the right time to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Now the emes is that there is a big arichus in this same Nekuda in the Sefer Emes LeYaakov from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, And he also goes with the same Yisoid that the second Beis HaMikdash was not an emissar Pekida. And he adds a little bit more to this. Now, it's in the Sefer Emes LeYaakov, Parshas Bo'i, Perigid Beis, Pasig Beis, and it goes on the Pasig HaChaydesh HaZeh Lechem Reish Chadashim, and he talks about the Ramban, that the fact that we have the names of the months that we have. In the Torah we have Chaydesh HaRishon, Chaydesh Sheni, but the names that we have for the months, so these are names that Olu Imanu Mibava. We brought up these names from us, from Babel. These are Babylonian names that we have. And he says that the names that we have, Nisan, Iyar, Vizalosim, Shemus, Parsoyim. These are Parshish types of words. And the question is that why did we use these the names of the months that we brought with us from Babel up into Eretz Yisrael? Why didn't we use the names, like the Torah says, the first month, Chaydesh Rishon, Chaydesh Hasheni? So he also says that you find in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash that the language that was spoken was Aramis. That was the language that was spoken amongst the people. He says, Divrei Torah, they wrote the Lashon Kodesh. But why was that? We find that in Mitzrayim, so the Gramz HaShvach that was given to Bnei Yisrael was Shleishinu as Lashayna. So why is it that that they spoke Aramis? He then goes on to say that we think that the reason that they didn't have the Aron Kodesh in the Aron in the time, the Aron with the Luchos in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, was because it was hidden and they didn't know where it was. And being that they didn't know where the Aron was with the Luchos, so that's the reason why they didn't have it in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. So he says that it's not mashma like that, because in Masechet Shkolim it says that there was a Maisa with a Kayin that was working in the Beis HaMikdash, and he saw the Ritzpah, the floor, that in one place, I guess it was different than in a different place, and they realized that this must be the place underneath the floor where the Aron was buried, and they didn't say anything. They didn't say anything. That they kept it a secret. And my Gemara brings down the histik nigmar davar ad sheyotza nishmasa. And they knew that this is where it was, but they didn't want to be megala that this is where it was. So why not? Why didn't they want that the Aron should be found in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash? So Rabbi Yankiv says, because they knew that the second Beis HaMikdash is not going to stand forever. And they also knew, and here's where Rabbi Yankiv gives us a little bit of an extra havana in what was going on. He says that the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, and this is a very dikur pshat, the building of the second Beis HaMikdash was to be Mechin Klal Yisrael for the Tkufas HaGolus HaArucha, for this Gevaldige Golus that we're in to today. Klal Yisrael has to never go back into Golus for 2,000 years. And the question is, how do you survive in a Golus for 2,000 years? And not just survive, but we have to survive as Yidden in this Golus. We have to be Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs. We have to be Lomdei Torah. We have to be the Am HaNivchar. We have to be in the highest of Madregas. And we have to do this after being separated from Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. We have to be separated from the Beis HaMikdash and separated from Eretz Yisrael. We have to go through Nebuch, all different types of Nisyonis in different countries. And we have to go through the Nisyanis of Taiv, and which are tremendous Nisyanis, Ashiris, and Ben Lemutav, and there are times, Rahmanullah, when we go through Tsaris, also Nisyanis for Klal Yisrael. And after the whole thing, we have to come out of this, as Yidden that are prepared for the Gula Shleima. So how is this supposed to be? And there's no question about it. He says that if we would have remained in Bavel at that time, if we wouldn't have come back up into Eretz Yisrael, so he says we would have assimilated at that point. We would have assimilated in Bavel, and we wouldn't have been matliach. We needed more hachonis, so to say, in order to be able to survive the Golas. And at the time of the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash, so the Hachonis were not made yet in Klal Yisrael in order to prepare us for the Golus, and we wouldn't have been able to survive in Bavel. And Oy Bazoy, the reason why we were brought back to Eretz Yisrael in the Tkufa of the second Beis HaMikdash was in order to prepare us to be mechazik ourselves, to make different takonis, that we're going to learn, it's Hashem, many different things that we did that were important, b'shaitam, but were extremely important, perhaps even more so than the importance for that particular time, but for the future of Klal Yisrael in order to be able to survive in Golus. And we're going to talk about the takonis that they made, the takonis of not being nis'arav bein hagoyim. We'll talk about Torah Shebaal Peh. We're going to talk about the Siddur, the Mesach and the Tfilis. All of this took place in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, with the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, with the Tanoim, Makdoshim, and the Amiroim. All of this was done in order to prepare us. It was done for then, but it was also done because of the tzairich of a preparation for the Golus that was going to face us. And if you think about it, quite a job, because we are, as we know from Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, that when he says that the ness of Klal Yisrael's survival in Golus for 2,000 years, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says, is greater than the ness of Kriyas Yamsuf. And the fact that we survived, it's because of Rachamei Shemayim, because of Schus Ovis, because of the Meridika Kaychus that Klal Yisrael has. But one of the reasons that we survived was because the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, the Tanoim and the Amiroim prepared us for this Golus. And they set us up for the Golus in order to be able to survive through the Golus. And that is a tremendous factor in the reason that we were able to survive this Golus. And the Mela, Rabbi Yaakov says, that while we were in Eretz Yisrael at that time, they were mesaken different things for Klal Yisrael in order to remind us that we're still in Golus. We shouldn't think that this is the Gula Shleima. But they kept on certain minhagim, so to say, certain customs that normally would fit for a Golus, they kept them in Eretz Yisrael also. And he says that's the reason that they kept the days of the months, they took up the names of the months from Bavel, and that's the reason that they minageya to their Lashon, so they used the Lashon that they took up from the Golus to remind them that they're still in Golus. He says that the reason why Talmud Yerushalmi is written in Aramis, they were in Eretz Yisrael. Talmud Yerushalmi is written in Eretz Yisrael. So why did they write it in Aramis? He says it's also for the same reason, because it's we're still in Golus. He says that's also the reason why there wasn't a Melech in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Malchus Beis David, the Tkufa Zu. And of course, we're going to learn about this, that this was a taina against the Chashmonaim, that they didn't establish a melech from Beis David, they kept the malchus for themselves. But he says, you don't find that the other Chachamim made a tremendous upheaval about this, and why they didn't go out of their way to see to it that there must be a melech from Beis David in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. And again, he says that this is all part of this because there were those who held that, being that this is not this is not the Gula Shalema, so in this part we don't need the tzibur you're having with somebody from Malchus Beis David doesn't apply to this situation that we have now in Eretz Yisrael. Just want to be meisiv. One more zach the emes advarim is that. By the way, one other thing that we're going to mention later on also, but there's a meiri dikazach Shimon Hapakuli that was Masader, the Yudches Brachos, the Shemayne Esrei. He lived in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. One of the brachas that he was Masakin was the Yerushalayim Yircho Berachamim Toshuv. So obviously he knew, and everybody knew, that this is not the Beis HaMikdash that we're looking forward to, and we were being mispallel. The Yerushalayim Yircho. We're still being mispallel that we should go back up into Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps this is just a hergish, but the thought always goes through your mind that there were different kufis in our golus where Klal Yisrael was zeichet to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And they were taka yetzib and aklal that were able to go back up to Eretz Yisrael. And this always happened in a time or right after a time when the matziv was a bad matziv, was a gefarlich matziv, something happened that allowed us to go back up to Eretz Yisrael. We find in the Tkufa of the Rishonim, Rash Mishantz, after the burning of the Svarim that took place in France, that we say the Kinan Tisha B'Av, and in that brought there's tremendous churban in the European countries, so they were able to go back to Eretz Yisrael. We find after the expulsion of the Eden from Spain, so we went back to Eretz Yisrael, and that was the Yishuv of Tzfas that we have, where the Mikubolim were miyasid themselves, and the Shulchan Aruch was nisyasid. It's almost like you would think it was like it gave us a breather. It gave us a time to catch our breath and to be able to replenish our keiches and to bring us new keiches in order that we should be able to continue on into the Golus. Where would we be in Golus without a Shulchan Aruch? Where would we be in Golus without the Sifrei Kabbalah, the Limudim that we have, that all the Sifrei Chassidus are based on, even the Kisvei Agroah, they all take from the Sifrei Kabbalah. Where would we be? And this could only, this that we need the special Siyata Dishmaya for this, the Balei HaTosis to be kaveh themselves. We need the special Siyata Dishmaya that comes from Eretz Yisrael in order to be able to reach out to this new Matziv. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this this situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this opportunity that we should be able to sort of pause and replenish our kreches in Eretz Yisrael, and perhaps this is the Havana of what's going on in Eretz Yisrael today. I guess it's just a thought. We have it again when it came in the time of the Haskalah, and once again the time of the Haskalah was also a tremendous blow to Klal Yisrael. So that was a time the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, the Talmidei Hagra, the Talmidei Chasam Sofer went back up into Eretz Yisrael. once again, that was the situation where we were able to freshen up our keches, so to say, and the Rebbeinu Shem made it possible, the Siyata Dishmaya, that we should be able to go back into Eretz Yisrael and replenish our keches. So, once again, we are now, this is the teretz that we're giving to the Kasha, of why it is that Yidden didn't go back up into Eretz Yisrael, even when we had the opportunity to go up into Eretz Yisrael, because it wasn't so pashit. If it wasn't the emes the geula, so it wasn't so pashit to us that we have a right to go up into Eretz Yisrael. I want to mention one other thing. The truth is, Yidden were afraid to go to Eretz Yisrael. Living in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKadosha, Paltan Shel Melech, so it's like living in a shul, like living in a Beis HaKnesses, living in a Beis HaMedrash. It's not so for people on Madregas, people who are not, if a Hecha Madrega, not so geschmack to live in a Beis HaKnesses, in a Beis HaMedrash, 24 hours a day. You know, you have to, you can't talk to Baruch Talim, and you can't say Lutzonis, and Lashon Hara, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. And you have to be at your best behavior at every single moment, because the Chalila v'Chalila, you're in a Makom Kaddish. And that's the way Eden looked at what it means living in Eretz Yisrael. Especially because in Eretz Yisrael, there was always a lack of Parnosa, living in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe we'll discuss that later, but the situation in Eretz Yisrael was always a situation where the Gashmias there was terrible. People had to live either by Nias or else getting support from out of Eretz Yisrael, which is vital by Nias, but to live in Eretz Yisrael and to be successful in a Gashmias to go even in Eretz Yisrael, so that was not something that was found. So the Nisyanis were very great, and people were afraid of the Nisyanis, and Paltin Shalmelech, if Chalila v'Chalila, a person would do an Aveir of Osvedzayim. I'd also like to mention the Ramban in Pashas Kisavoy, in the Teichacha. The Ramban says like this, and he goes on the Pasik, that the Pasik says that the Avgam Zeis, the Yaisam Be'eretz Eveyim, Lemaastim v'legaltim l'chaloisam l'hofer b'risi itam k'ani Hashem alekeichem. The Ramban says that this havtocha that we have in the Torah, that lemaastim v'legaltim l'chaloisam l'hofer b'risi itam, this havtocha is said kol zman we're in Golus. But once we're back in Eretz Yisrael, he says this havtocha does not apply. So once again, we can see the lashon over here in the Ramban. Achrei yimtinu begolus ba'artzai seveinu leinis kaldu maisa yadeinu ki yeshiva seinu begolus hu ha'avtocha she'omar lanu ba'af gam zeis b'yos meretzaveim le'ma'astam le'ga'altam l'chaleisim l'afir b'yisi itam k'ani Hashem le'keichem. So we see clearly that the Haftacha is a Haftacha while we're in Golus. The Tkufa of Golus, of Yidden living in Golus, is of course a very, very sad Tkufa that we live in. But it's also a very, I guess we could say, a glorious Tkufa that we live in, because you see the tremendous Keches that are found in Klal Yisrael. As we mentioned before, where else could you find in the world such a metzias that you can have a nation of people living spread out in different countries, going from country to country, going to a country, building ourselves up, settling in, working things out for ourselves, and then have to leave and go into a different country and start all over again. And we do. We start all over again. And after we learn to overcome the nisyanis that we find in the first country, then we go to another country with new nisyanis, and we have to adjust to the new nisyanis. And we do. By and large, we do. And there's Hashem Yisbarach, with the kaychus that we get from the Yibayin Shalaylam, we, Baruch Hashem, here we are after 2,000 years. We Yidden, Baruch Hashem, Shema Torah Mitzvahs. I guess we're not as good as we should be, but still, Ribbono Shel Olam, look at us. We're keeping the Torah, we're learning the Torah, we want to be better. We know we're not what we should be, but we'd like to be even better. And this itself, this tremendous kliyos that we have, that we're given into Klal Yisrael, took place in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, this man of Hachana for the Golus, and Be'ezer Hashem Yisbach, we'll learn about this further on as we go on. We'll learn a little bit more about the different Hachanas that were made by the time, by the Chachamim and the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, Tanoim HaMeroim, preparing us for this Gevaldige Golus that we're in even today.